Al Franken compares Mitch McConnell to serial killer and rapist Jeffrey Dahmer. By Amy Furr on December 20, 2019. Disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, compared Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, to serial killer and sex offender Jeffrey Dahmer in a tweet written Thursday. The tweet read, "The 68-year-old Democrat's comments came after McConnell spoke on the Senate floor of the House Thursday regarding the vote to impeach President Trump, according to Fox News. Let's be clear, the House's vote yesterday was not some neutral judgment," he stated, adding, "it was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade." In December 2017, Franken announced that he would resign from the Senate after 8 women accused him of sexual misconduct, according to Breitbart News. "A couple months ago I felt that we had entered an important moment in the history of this country. We finally listened to women. Then the conversation turned to me," Franken said. In September, a 9th woman alleged that the former Saturday Night Live star groped her as the two took a photo together when she worked as a staffer for Senator Patty Murray, DWE, in 2006. "He's telling the photographer, 'Take another one.' I think I blinked. 'Take another one.' And I'm just frozen. It's so violating. And then he gives me a little squeeze on my buttock, and I am bright red. I don't say anything at the time, but I felt deeply, deeply uncomfortable," the anonymous woman said. Thursday, Franken's Twitter followers lamented the fact that he no longer works on Capitol Hill, and asked him to run for president in 2020. "We miss you in the Senate. You're needed. Your voice of reason and righteous anger gave courage to flagging spirits. I hope you one day return," one follower wrote. In September, Franken told TBS late-night host Conan O'Brien that he missed being a U.S. senator. "It is very frustrating," he said, adding that he emails former colleagues regularly to advise them on how to attack President Trump. "When I left the Senate, I said I'm giving up my seat, I'm not giving up my voice," he concluded.